This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You may have noticed by now that there's a mass exodus out of the cities. People are leaving New York and Los Angeles and Chicago in just huge numbers. And it's not just the COVID-19 situation, not just the lockdowns. It's the fact that these cities are just horrible places to live. They're just horrible. And there's no reason anymore really to live in a city for a job. That used to be the reason that people stuck around. I got to go to work. Got to have my job. Got to, you know, get the high pay here and then pay the high rent and the high food prices and everything. So they were stuck in the cities. Well, now with COVID-19, everybody's working remotely, or at least a lot of people are. For most desk jobs, there's no reason to work in a city anymore. You can work from home out in a country place where you're living on 50 acres for, you know, 1/10 the price of living in the city. And so you've got this huge migration now out of the cities, and the cities are going to collapse all across America. And then adding to that is the fact that the cities are defunding police. Well, I should say the Democrat-run cities are defunding police because Democrats are morons and they think that criminals will just obey social workers somehow. This experiment is going to end badly. It's not hard to see where that's going to go. Record rapes and murders and muggings and lootings. But hey, the left is now saying that looting, there's nothing wrong with it in their view. They say looting is just redistributing goods to the community. They're literally arguing that. So if you live in a city and they loot you, they steal all your stuff or rip off your retail store in the city, you're not going to have a sympathetic jury. There's not going to be any cops around to arrest the thieves. And if you do something against the thief, you'll be called a racist because the thief might be a person of color. And they say that people of color have the right to loot you. So no wonder people are leaving the cities. And on top of that, the cities are running out of money. Big time. And the reason they're running out of money is because they enforced these punitive COVID lockdowns that just crushed income taxes and property taxes and sales taxes. I mean, what do they think was going to happen? You look at the city revenues and they crush all the sources of their own revenue. Now, New York City, which promised it was going to have to lay off 22,000 city workers, has delayed that in order to get a loan, to go into more debt, to pay workers that the city doesn't need, workers that shouldn't even be on the payroll because, frankly, so many people are leaving the city and the city's services are shrinking so much that there's really no justifiable need for all those city employees anymore. And one more thing, cities have huge pension obligations, huge obligations to their retirees. In some cities, you can retire and still collect almost $250,000 a year in a retirement pension benefit. And even though the revenue sources are shrinking for the cities and people are leaving in huge numbers, the cities have all these debt obligations. Well, guess what that means? They're going to have to raise taxes on the productive citizens who are left behind, which is fewer and fewer. I mean, anybody who can earn a living is leaving because they're just being looted, not just by the people, I mean by the government. The government's looting them in order to pay all these obligations so the government can stay in power. So if you think about what's actually happening, what's going to be left behind is a bankrupt third world city, and many of these across America, where there's no police protection, the streets are just filled with crime, just rapings right out in the open, all in the streets, in the subway systems, everywhere. You can't call police because there are none. The justice system doesn't work because the DAs are all George Soros-funded DAs, and they just let criminals out of jail if they happen to be Democrats or left-wingers or Black Lives Matter terrorists. They never get charged. So, of course, every rational person is going to leave the cities. And what's that going to leave behind? The crazies, the crazy lunatics. Have you noticed in all the arrest pictures of the people arrested in the Portland riots and the Seattle riots and the Minnesota riots and Kenosha riots and so on, they all have like green hair and blue hair and purple hair. and they look like demons. They look like meth smoking demons. Go on to Andy Ngo's Twitter feed, and he always shows the pictures, the mugshots of people as they're arrested and charged with crimes of rioting and looting and arson and assaulting federal officers and so on. I'm telling you, they look like cartoon demons, and they all have colored hair for some reason, like blue and green and purple. And so that's a sign. And that's who's going to be left behind. It's going to be a clown world of criminals and rapists and lunatics who are going to collapse into third world status. At some point, the rest of America is just going to have to build a wall around New York City, just like in that movie with Kurt Russell. Turn it into a prison camp, basically. If you live in real America and you get convicted of something, they'll dump you in New York City over the wall, and then you get to survive there. Meanwhile, everybody who can will be attempting to escape New York City, hence the name of the movie. It's worth watching because the crazy lunatics in that movie, which I think was from the early 1980s or the mid-1980s, those people don't even compare to the crazy demonic lunatics of the left today. I mean, you watch the movie now, and it seems pretty mild. Although, when I was younger, I remember watching that movie, and I was horrified. Wow, could humanity be that depraved? Could people be that crazy and violent? I mean, it was scary. It was like a psychological horror show watching that film as a young person. Today, it's like, that's just Friday night in Portland. There's nothing weird in that movie compared to what's on the streets of liberal cities today. All right, now there's one more aspect of this that's worth mentioning. And it's the whole idea that humanity was built to be in nature, to live with nature. Why do you think people, a lot of people, their dream is to have a house on the ocean? Why? Because the ocean is nature. They want to be close to nature. Why do people want a log cabin in the woods? Why do people vacation in national parks? Why do people want acreage and space and green so that they can walk around and or have a nice yard and play and ride a bike on their own property and all these things? Why do people crave that? Because humanity was meant to live with nature, not to live in an artificial construct of lunatics. In fact, I think cities make people crazy. I think that living in a concrete jungle, especially with all the 5G pollution and all the radio waves and all the Wi-Fi hotspots all over the city that you can't even escape, I think it's driving people insane. And that's part of the problem. And the more insane they become, the more they want to vote for Joe Biden because he makes sense to people, because he can't complete a sentence without sounding like a lunatic. So that kind of resonates with insane people. And then they want to burn down their own cities, their own businesses. How many businesses that had signs in the window that said Black Lives Matter later on got burned down or had their windows, you know, smashed out? The lunatic mobs, they don't care if you support Black Lives Matter. They're going to burn your business down anyway. They don't care if it's a Black-owned business. They're not there to help anybody. They are there to commit acts of destruction and lunacy because that's who they are. They've gone insane. They've been separated from nature for too long, living in these cities. And again, I think cities drive people to the brink of mental destruction, of mental insanity. And that is what we are seeing. Just like a couple of thousand years ago, roughly, the Roman Empire and the aqueducts lined with lead, and the lead lining was getting into the water supply. And so the citizens of Rome and the senators of Rome were drinking lead, and they went insane. And that's when they started doing, you know, crazy, insane things, all kinds of moral depravity that went along with that, including, you know, orgies and some transgenderism and bestiality and all kinds of weird, bizarre things that are actually making a comeback now that we see in society today. So we are being poisoned in the cities, just like Roman citizens were poisoned in Rome, except this time it's not lead. It's electromagnetic energy. You know, it's 5G, but it's also fluoride in the water. It's also the concrete jungle. It's also the pollution, the air pollution. And it's the noise pollution. You know what New York City smells like right now, especially with many of the waste disposal workers no longer working? I mean, it smells worse than usual. And even on a good day, like the last time I visited New York City, I couldn't wait to leave. It just smells horrible. You ever smelled San Francisco? The city smells like a toilet. Because it is. Because there's homeless people crapping all over the streets. You could step on, like, drug needles at any given moment. These are very obvious signs of a collapse of civility. And this is what happens when people live away from nature. And when people, you know, have exposure to 5G and eat a bunch of toxic processed foods and live on prescription antidepressant medications and watch fake news programming, CNN and NPR and all these things. I mean, it's a multi-vector thing, a multi-variable process, but it's very, very toxic. And so now we're seeing the results of all of that. We're seeing the collapse of the cities. And the answer is intuitive to people. It's to get out of the city and get to nature. And that's why people feel that. Just intuitively, they feel like, honey, we got to get the F out of this city. We got to get out into the country somewhere. We got to get back to nature. They don't even know why they feel that way, but they do. They feel it. Something's wrong in this city. We need someplace where there's trees and grass and chirping birds and crickets and cicada in the evenings of the summer. We need a place that's got wildflowers in the backyard, you know, leaves, where you can actually see the horizon. And that's why people are leaving the cities and buying country homes like never before. It's a survival mechanism. People are leaving the death zones, which is what the cities are becoming. Economic death, psychological death or mental death, and also biological death through crime and violence and toxins and pollution and just total collapse at every level. That's what cities are. So the future of cities has now forever changed in America. They will never be what they once were. They will never return to the glory of, let's say, the 1990s Rudy Giuliani New York City. New York City will never be that again. Not ever, because the whole concept is over and done with. No one wants to go back to that hellhole. And the only people that are going to stay there are those who are trapped and don't have the means to leave or are too stupid to realize how rapidly the collapse is actually happening all around them. So think about that. This is really a back to nature movement that we're witnessing that looks like mass exodus out of the cities. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Be sure to check out my free online audiobook. You can download it for free. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide, and you can find it at globalreset.news. Thanks for listening.